Good evening, it is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 11.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's News Collective, Christina Laurie, Jesse Bell, and Jenny Hinch. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, and for our podcast, Smith Engineering at Queen's University. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines.
Surprised and proud of the community, it was really amazing to see the uptake this year. Like, you think of reading as a really solitary thing, but something like this challenge just brings everyone together.
That was Liz Coates, Manager of Programming and Outreach with the Kingston Frontenac Public Library on this year's Summer Reading Challenge. KFPL just celebrated the close of its 2026 Summer Reading Challenge, with community members reading a grand total of 3.2 million minutes this summer, double last year's total. The Summer Reading Challenge invites readers of all ages across Kingston and Frontenac County to log their reading minutes throughout the summer. Coates says a combination of factors contributed to a massive jump in reading minutes this year, including an impressive spread of prizes donated by local businesses.
So I think it's a combination of things. So a big part of the increase, I think, in registration and participation in minutes logged was the prizes we had this year. So the community just came out in droves to support us, from our partners at the school boards to local businesses donating prizes. It was truly incredible. Frontenac Cycle donated 2 bikes, which is huge. We had the Marriott donated a hotel stay. The Holiday Inn donated a hotel stay, so we were able to put together some staycation packages. We had Downtown Dollars. We had Novel Idea gift cards, Fun Zone passes, just a wide variety. And Mio Gelato donated 150 free gelatos for kids and teens that finished the challenge.
In addition to those prizes, Coates says the community showed a renewed appetite for reading this year, a welcome break from screen time.
There's just an appetite out there for reading. People are wanting to get away from technology a little bit and return to something like reading that really absorbs you. I think just after the pandemic, people are looking for a way, social connection and a different kind of escape than technology.
New activities tied to the challenge also played a role in getting Kingston reading this summer.
Part of what we did, the focus was on the reading, so keep track of what you're reading, but we also had little activities that everyone could do, where so it would be read outside, tell us where you read, or come to the library and attend a program. Which program did you attend? Get a grown-up to sign up, and who did you get to sign up? So I could hear their little voices in my head when I was reading the activity answers. So one kid, it was which grown-up did you get to sign up? And they put my neighbor Susan. It was just so sweet.
In addition to these activities, Coates detailed some of the other new programming that brought community members of all ages together through reading this summer, highlighting a larger trend in growth for the library.
So it seems very solitary reading, right? That it's like an individual thing that we do, but it's actually very social. And we did a few things this summer to really bring people together that were really successful. So for the teens, we started off with a teen night at the library. So we did something after hours, a teen takeover night, and we had over 70 teens come out. And they were pumped about reading. It was amazing to see. They were taking out stacks of books. They were signing up for the Summer Reading Challenge. And they were all together hanging out in the library in this space, taking ownership over it. For adults, we had a reading party. So picture silent reading when you were a kid, everyone in the same room reading a book. So we took over the Isabel Turner branch, and we had a cool coffee cart, Anita's coffee cart, where people could get a free iced coffee. And then we just took over the library. So everyone brought a book and just sat and read together. There's something really powerful about that, like doing it together and then discussing what you read afterwards. And then for kids, we did a launch party. So we had the Sioux crew over at the Sydenham branch. And then at the end of the summer, we had a giant wrap-up party. We had over 500 people come to it. Lots of cake, a magician, lots of community booths. So really just everyone coming together to celebrate reading. And then the other thing we did to bring people together was we had achievement walls at our branches. So kids and families and teens, everyone really could come in and write what they were reading and put it on a wall. And then you could look and see what your community is reading. And then the staff were just amazing at the desk. So every time a kid would come in to fill out something for the achievement wall, they would get a big congratulations. The staff would ask them what they're reading, chat with the parents. So it was just really bringing everyone together.
Summer reading programs like this one play an important role in preventing the summer slide, the loss of reading skills that can occur in the summer when children are out of school.
So one of the reasons we offer a summer reading challenge is because kids are on summer vacation and they're not doing as much reading as they usually do during school. And there's something called the summer slide, which is when kids and teens don't read during the summer and then they lose those reading skills. So the research shows that kids and teens who read four or more books over the summer score higher on achievement tests in the fall when they go back to school. So it's very important. And the learning loss is cumulative as well. So it's like, you know, summer after grade one, you don't read. Then summer after grade two, you don't read. And you fall further and further behind. So the library is here to fill that gap and to motivate everyone to read.
And some of the prime summer slide age groups saw the largest changes this year. Coates says the prizes, new programming, and community aspect all contributed to the shift into high gear.
What we saw this year with the bigger and better prizes was that there was a higher completion rate for 8 to 12-year-olds. So these are like prime summer slide candidates. So they were motivated by the prizes, and they wanted to track their reading, and they wanted to win something. And it was like a community effort, so like having the reading goal. Our reading goal was 2 million minutes, and we made it to 3.2 million. So we're very proud of Kingston and Frontenac County communities doing all that reading.
As for what Kingston was reading this summer, Coates says the city has interesting taste.
Let's see. Dogman was very popular with the 8 to 12 crowd. Romantasy is really popular. Lots of Fourth Wing readers.
KFPL and readers are already thinking about how to top 3.2 million next summer.
Next year, we want to be bigger and better. So if anyone's out there and wants to donate some prizes or give us suggestions, we are all ears. I think people said they wanted to be able to read more and earn more tickets. So that's definitely on our radar for next summer.
While the summer challenge has come to an end, the reading doesn't have to. Coach shared a few suggestions to keep the momentum going as regular routines resume.
So keep tracking through Beanstack. Also, we have tons of library programs that you can attend for all ages. So it's all of our programs are free. Lots of them are drop-in, so families with younger kids, we have like rhythm and rhyme, story times. For older kids, we have lots of like STEM programming. We're going to be offering reading buddies again, or bilingual reading buddies. So for kids in French immersion, they can do that. Making it a habit to come to the library once a week. So you can come and you can borrow up to 75 items, so regular library trips, where you fill up a big bag and then you come back again next week, letting kids choose what they want to read. It's all free at your public library.
Moving on, we have a few quick messages directly from the city of Kingston this evening. Starting off, be ballot ready. With the 2026 municipal election approaching, the city of Kingston is encouraging residents to check their voter information now to make voting quicker and easier this October. Residents can confirm or update their information in minutes at cityofkingston.ca/vote. Being on the voters list means you'll receive a voter information letter by mail, which includes where and when to vote, as well as your voter registration number for online voting. Voting will take place on Voting Day, Monday, October 26th, as well as advance voting being available October 16th to 17th. Online voting will also open October 14th at 10 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. on October 26th. You may vote if you are a Canadian citizen 18 or older and live in Kingston or own or rent property in the city. Post-secondary students can vote in Kingston and their home community. Get more information at cityofkingston.ca/elections. Once again, that was a message directly from the City of Kingston on being ballot ready. In another message directly from the city, be a community lifeline. Volunteer with Kingston Fire and Rescue. Kingston Fire and Rescue is recruiting dedicated individuals to serve their community and gain emergency response experience at several volunteer-based fire stations. Volunteer firefighters play a vital role in helping protect the safety and well-being of Kingston residents. This rewarding opportunity allows you to serve your community while developing valuable skills and training. Fire protection in Kingston is provided by a composite department comprised of career and volunteer personnel. The current complement of staff responds from 10 fire stations strategically located throughout the city of Kingston. Volunteer firefighters receive 6 months of extensive training, ensuring they are equipped, certified, and ready to serve their community. KFR Chief Kevin Donaldson states, quote, "Volunteer firefighters provide a vital community service during an emergency. They come from all walks of life. They are business owners, retirees, young people looking to gain emergency response experience, anyone who wants to make a difference in their community," end quote. Volunteer firefighters respond to emergencies in their station area. Calls may pertain to firefighting, rescue work, medical assistance, hazardous materials, activated alarms, and other types of emergency situations. Additionally, volunteer firefighters support operations by maintaining the fire station apparatus, equipment, station maintenance, and communications, promoting fire safety through programs, displays, and promotional material supplied by the fire department, attending regular weekend, weekly, and mandatory training sessions, as well as other assigned duties. If you are physically fit, community-minded, team-oriented, and live within the immediate area of a station currently recruiting, consider applying today on the City of Kingston's careers page. Once again, another message directly from the City of Kingston on Kingston Fire and Rescue volunteering. That wraps up your headlines for this evening. Next up is Jesse Bell with your CFRC Sports Desk.
This is your sports report brought to you by CFRC Power Plays. And today we have two stories related to Queens football players. The first is taken directly from last Sunday night's game between the Queens Gaels and the Toronto Varsity Blues. You heard earlier this week about the Gaels' 28-12 victory over the University of Toronto, but something that I neglected to mention at the time is a record-breaking, historic performance from the Gaels' kicker, number 42, Tyler Mullen. The fifth-year kicker has set the all-time program record for field goals made as he knocked down four against the University of Toronto to move his career total to 58. That breaks the mark of 57 set by Nick Libertor, the Gaels' current kicking coach. Mullen is on pace to break every relevant kicking record at Queens, including most career extra points made and most career total points made with the Gaels. Moving now from U Sports football to the NFL, former Queens offensive tackle Nicholas Hennig has signed a practice squad agreement with the Las Vegas Raiders. Hennig, the second overall pick in the 2026 CFL draft, impressed scouts from the United States with his outstanding CFL combine performance. Hennig was so impressive that he received an offer to attend a training camp with the Vegas Raiders, where he did well enough to earn himself reps in two NFL preseason games. Though Hennig did not crack the 52-man roster, his spot on the practice team indicates that he is seen as something of a development project, a player with high potential thanks to his large frame and impressive athletic measurables. Hennig will be earning about $250,000 a year on this practice squad contract, and it gives him a great deal of leverage in terms of his football future. He may decide to stick with the practice squad indefinitely and benefit from that NFL coaching. Hedding may also choose to leave the NFL at the end of his practice squad contract and return to the CFL, where he is expected to be an instant starter with the Toronto Argonauts. Whatever he chooses, it is clear that former Queens offensive lineman Nicholas Hedding has a very bright future in the realm of professional football. That's a wrap for your sports report brought to you by CFRC Power Plays. This is Jesse Bell signing off. This is your Environment Canada weather report for the Kingston region. Wednesday, September 2nd, humid with periods of rain and a possibility of a thunderstorm. 24 degrees is your high, feeling 2 degrees warmer at 26 with a 65% chance of precipitation. Thursday, September 3rd, 24 degrees is your high, feeling like 25, partly sunny with humid conditions and a couple of light showers in the forecast, especially into the afternoon. Friday, September 4th, 22 degrees is your high with periods of sunshine, feeling a little bit cooler around 21, a beautiful start to the weekend here in the city of Kingston. Saturday, September 5th, 22 degrees with a 55% chance of showers, otherwise we'll see sunny conditions. Sunday, September 6th, 23, feeling like 24 with partly sunny conditions. And then kicking off next week, Labor Day Monday, 22 degrees is your high, feeling closer to 21 with a 60% chance of showers throughout the day. This is your City of Kingston traffic report for the week. Let's begin by discussing a road closure related to move-in day at Queen's University. Division Street from Earl to Clergy Street West will be closed from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. on September 5th. For Queen's Move-In Day. If you are in the University District, keep your eyes peeled for relevant signs about closures, delays, or detours posted in the area. Let's move on to other relevant road closures for this week. Wright Crescent at Palace Road to Palace Road is still closed for a contractor to complete roadway repairs, pedestrian safety and access improvements, and traffic calming features. South Bartlett Street South is closed from Victoria Street to 15 South Bartlett Street, while the contractor undertakes facade restorations at 655 Princess Street. Expected completion is September 30th at 7 p.m. The City of Kingston and Utilities Kingston are still in the process of a big reconstruction of Princess Street. This major project includes upgrades to underground and above ground utilities, as well as improvements to enhance safety and comfort for pedestrians and cyclists. Berry Street from Queen Street to Queen Street is still closed for construction-related activity at 283 Queen Street, and Aberdeen Street from Johnson to William Street is still closed for construction and staging activity, but that project does look like it is near completion.
Hello, Kingston, and welcome back to CFRC 101.9 FM. Broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario, I'm CFRC's Community News and Arts Coordinator, Jenny, and this is your weekly events and concerts calendar brought to you by Flying V Productions. Whether you're looking for live music, community events, markets, workshops, or something fun to do around the city, there's lots happening this week, so let's get into it. Wednesday brings teens games and grubs at the Rideau Heights branch, board games at Something in the Water, Cafe Franglais at Kingston East Community Center, and the Fort Henry Sunset Ceremony. Live music includes Sean McCullen at the Cove Inn and Neil Carter at the Bank Gastro Bar. On Thursday, head downtown for the Kingston Public Market or test your knowledge at one of the evening's trivia nights. Live music includes Tyson Sullivan, Clear Breeze, and the Miss Emily Band, and Frank Ryan and Friends. Friday brings Feel Good Fridays at the Rideau Heights Community Center, plus a packed night of live music. Catch Jules Halpern, Garrett Mason, Swellsy's Punky Jam, Henry Taylor, and Monique Montgomery, or Good for Tuesday with Stunseed and Lumpfish. Later in the night, there's a Celtic Kitchen Party, Three Pistols, and Ghetto Express. Heading into Saturday, check out the 12th annual Limestone City Car Classic at the Memorial Center Fairgrounds. Saturday summer sightseeing at St. George's Cathedral, or repair it at the KFPL Central Branch. Live music includes the Grievish Angels, Daniel Adam, and Ruben DeGroot. Wrapping things up Sunday, spend the morning at the Memorial Center Farmers Market. Later, head over to the Coven for Head Over Heels. Or finish off the week with live band karaoke featuring the Oreos at the Merchant Tap House. That is your weekly events and concerts calendar brought to you for August 31st through September 6th. For more information on any of these events, visit the CFRC website and keep it locked right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This events calendar is brought to you by Flying V Productions, bringing live theater, comedy, and unforgettable entertainment to audiences across Kingston. I'm Jenny. Thanks for listening and have a great week, Kingston.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and listen on the go, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, and for our podcast, Smith Engineering at Queen's University. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
Thank you for listening to this podcast produced at CFRC 101.9 FM at Queen's University, situated on the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee peoples, and brought to you by the generous support of the Faculty of Engineering and Applied Science.